Okay, Friday here. Time for trivia, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, day before the Heels, who will entertain
North Carolina A&T.
Why are we scheduling North Carolina A&T?
Well, I mean, I'm glad that we're going to be able to hopefully financially help that program out.
Exactly, yeah.
That'd be great.
I mean, nothing against North Carolina A&T, but Carolina ought to be able to win this game, you know. I mean, I don't understand this. Some of the scheduling that takes place.
I don't
Not
know.
Not just with us, but with, you know, North Carolina State, famous for playing teams that they shouldn't be on the same field, you know.
Yeah, well,
I mean, other schools around do the same thing.
I don't know. I am but a mere boy.
Well, I think it's going to be, it'll be entertaining.
I hope it's an entertaining game, and I hope there's a lot of folks there. I hope it's a beautiful day tomorrow, and the folks at North Carolina A&T get some, get some financial reward to help their program and do nice things.
Me too.
Yep.
Tar Heels and the Aggies. That is coming up tomorrow.
Yep.
And what kind of trivia question?
We're
you
doing
today?
Sports scoring.
Sports scoring.
Sports scoring. Kind of stats, if you will.
All right. I might be able to get this.
Yeah, you might.
You're an expert in this. Nobody needs to ask you this.
An expert.
This is what you do.
Well, but not really what I'm about to ask, but it's okay.
All right.
If one scores a touchdown, that's how many points?
Six.
Six, yeah. If you throw a ringer in horseshoes, it's?
Three.
Three.
All right.
If you hit the innermost bullseye in darts, you score 50.
Okay.
Our question. How many points are you awarded if you hit the bullseye in archery?
In archery?
In archery.
Well, I really don't know.
Our question. How many points do you get if you're out there with the family and the kids, which I hope not many are with kids around,
really
stringing up the bow and firing arrows off toward a bullseye or to a target. If you hit the bullseye in archery, how many points do you get?
Well, you know, there are not a lot of people who practice archery or who are, you call it archeries or archerists. I don't know.
You're an archer.
You're an archer. But a lot of us took it in college or high school.
Yeah. I had one. You know, I could never understand when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because I got a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Which, thank God, I there were so many times I could have been impaled by my own shots.
Yeah.
But I could never figure out why. I could never hit anything.
Yeah.
Then I found out my dad got a left-handed one.
Oh, okay.
And I am right-handed.
Uh-huh.
So now I understand why
exactly.
I couldn't hit literally the broadside of a barn.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, it's like trying to bat left-handed when you're right-handed.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Now, something really weird. My son is left-handed, Zach. Yeah. And he was a really good baseball player.
He batted right-handed.
But he was not comfortable batting left-handed. I tried my best to teach him, to encourage him to become a switch hitter.
Yeah.
You know, but it just never felt comfortable.
Well, I'm right-handed, but left foot, play golf left, still bat softball left.
Yeah. It's really weird sometimes. But
it has nothing to do with archery.
No, it doesn't. Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com. Well, Freddie Kiger, you want to know how many points do you score if you hit the bullseye in archery?
Yep.
10?
That's correct!
Really? It was just a guess.
That's awesome.
I didn't know.
We must have had some good vibes emanating there.
Yeah, well, you know.
10. The World Archery Federation uses targets that have 10 evenly spaced concentric rings.
Yeah.
And they generally have score values assigned to them from 1 through 10. You hit the bullseye, you get
10.
10.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, but I seriously did not know. It was just a guess.
That's okay. How rewarding that you made an educated guess. You attempted. Instead of retreating to the sidelines and sitting on the bench and slumping, you stepped out, you ventured a guess, and you are rewarded.
I was not scared to make a mistake.
Yep, that's awesome.
And it's a good thing because I make a lot of them.
You and me both.
Have a good day, man.
Hey, you too. I'll see. Oh, everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the football game if you're going to it, and we'll see everybody on Monday.
You got it.